This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This is a lesson that I learned when we were renovating our dining room. Now, very uncharacteristically for me, I had seen a picture of some wallpaper in a magazine and had loved it so much that I actually ripped out the page and figured out how to hunt down the wallpaper and use it in the dining room. This is completely unlike me. And so it was very, very exciting for me that we had this wallpaper. And my mother was visiting from out of town from Kansas City when the wallpaper was put up, and it looked great. And it's very expensive wallpaper. And the contractor was saying to me, well, there's this issue with the wallpaper because now you have this new vent, this air conditioning vent in your dining room. And we're afraid that if we put a metal panel over the vent, the water might condense on it and drip onto your very, very nice new wallpaper. And so I looked up at the wall, and my mother was looking with me too. And it was this long, narrow, dark rectangle. And so we were talking about, okay, what are you going to do about the vent? And, you know, now that I look back on it, I'm like, why doesn't this happen all the time? But anyway, it seemed like a big concern. And maybe we'd use wood for the vent because then the water wouldn't condense. And it just seemed every answer was more complicated than the last. And I was getting very agitated about it. It was sort of taking all the fun out of this wallpaper because now there was this really boring, difficult problem to solve. And my mother, glancing thoughtfully up at the wall and at this open part, she just says to us, what if you don't put a cover over the vent? What if you just leave it open? And I thought, well, that's right. I mean, I looked up at it. It was just this dark rectangle. It just vanished out of your eyes. It was extremely inconspicuous. It was up near the top of the ceiling, so it didn't pop out at you. It didn't contrast very much with the wallpaper. So we didn't really need to fix that problem. We just left it open, and it's been open to this day, and I literally have never thought about it again to notice it, except to think that it's a very good thing to remember. Sometimes the best solution is to do nothing at all. It's always an option, and sometimes it's the best option. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.